So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my guest today has a lot of really fun engineering and entrepreneur background. He's a kind of a coach extraordinaire, and I'm just delighted to always have, you know, different faces and new people on my show. So new people, new year. Welcome, Rocco Luongo. How are you today?
I'm doing very well today. Thank you very much, Erica, for having me on. Very excited to be here.
And where are you in the world? Where's the show today?
Yeah, good question. I'm located in Richland, Washington. We're about 3 hours southwest of Seattle. Southeast. 3 hours southwest of Seattle would put you in the ocean.
So are you in the, do you get snow?
We do. Last year we got a lot of snow. We had 11 snow days and the most snow that we'd had since the 50s.
Wow.
But so far this year, we've been really lucky and haven't gotten too much snow. How about you?
No, I'm near San Jose, California. We get sun, but today we're getting a lot of rain. So when we get rain, though, we do like happy dance.
Excellent.
My friend Terry, she goes, I looked outside. I didn't know what it was. And I said to myself, that's rain.
Well, you guys got to be appreciative for that too, right?
I know, right? So, what gets you excited in your business space, or what gets you like turned up and turned on in your business space? You know what I mean? Like, what moves your needle?
Yes, what moves my needle most is just helping startups and early stage companies. I like working with owners. I like working with folks who are in the earlier stages of their businesses. It comes from my consulting and my product development background. I am trained as an engineer, but my career and was heavy in engineering, but rapidly arced into startups and rapidly arced into entrepreneurship. And so I had this great opportunity to use my problem-solving skills, which is really what engineering is about, in an orderly way, applying it to startups and to business problems.
So immediately when you said that, what I got was like, it's an epic time to create a startup, but I also immediately got the flip side of like the epic failure possible. So
for
tell
sure.
me a little bit about like when people are tuning in and they get an idea for a startup and it's just such an epic time and there's a really unprecedented amount of connectivity globally to connect you to customers. It's crazy. But there's also, it seems like, room for failure to beyond. So tell me a little bit about that fine line of those and how you navigate that.
Well, that's a very good question. And yes, of course, I think that everybody has heard the horror stories of 96% of all businesses failing. And I think that we've all know this number. It's a true number. It happens. If you want to get rich quick, starting your own business is the wrong way to do it. As a matter of fact, I would recommend that you run screaming the other way. But if you want to get rich slow and you want to have a really fun experience and you love solving problems, rule number one, business is about solving problems.
Wow.
And so you had best be honest with yourself about your capacity to define and tackle challenging problems, because that's where your growth is going to come from.
You know, that reminds me actually of podcasts, because I had a couple failures before this one that took off, and it was really interesting because the failures were such good shows. I mean, there was nothing quality wrong with the failures. In fact, I had a really beautiful, like a TV set up for me. This TV company got all excited about my, you know, gifts and everything and wanted to have me do an interview show. And I couldn't even get it off the cutting room floor. Like it was, it was such a, I can't explain why it failed exactly, except I didn't have the right team. Do you know what I'm saying? Like I just didn't have the right people. And then when it hits, the energy is so different. I can't really, I mean, it sounds like you know how to discern that somewhat. What are some of the things that give you a hint that a startup might be able to run to be a runaway hit?
That's a great question. And there's no one right answer. There's a combination of factors, but the number one thing, and this is something I share with everyone, is something that you wouldn't necessarily have expected. And if I can take a quick sidebar talking about how I came to this conclusion, and I'll bring you back to the answer. Richard Branson from Virgin Atlantic, Virgin Galactic, a very successful entrepreneur, has a retreat for the super wealthy in the Caribbean called Necker Island. And if any of you are Netflix fans, I think there's maybe on Amazon, Netflix or Amazon, you can watch a little thing about it. It's really cool. Well, one of the people who came there was Elon Musk. And this was right after, I don't think I have to give an explanation of who he is.
Tesla,
SpaceX.
They're right here in Palo Alto.
Right?
Yeah.
So you know him very, very well. And he showed up. This was after he was moving out of PayPal, trying to figure out what he wanted to do next. And Richard Branson said to him, "Wow, you're a very bright guy." I'm paraphrasing, but he said, "Wow, you're a very bright guy. And if you don't have your own thing going on, come back to me and I'll give you one of my operations to run. But you need to improve your communication skills first."
Wow.
And so the number one thing I will tell you about the difference between a successful entrepreneur and an unsuccessful one is their ability to communicate.
Wow.
And it seems like it might be odd and off, but it isn't, because we are dream machines. Our brain is a dream muscle. Yeah. You need to flex this thing and flow your love every day. And we do that through our communication.
Wow, that is, you know, when I worked at Intel, I used to do their philanthropic giving years back. And I would notice the engineers that did well knew how to email.
Yes.
And then the ones that were brilliant but couldn't email, like, they wouldn't move up. I mean, it's the same thing that you're saying. It's like the one they knew, and it's hard to learn how to email. I mean, it's not that easy if you're in your engineering head all the time to do communication well, but I think I saw that at a very sort of just ground level. I think that's really interesting. And when I look back at a couple of failures that I've done, I'm like, I couldn't communicate with my team, like the production team on that one show. Like, I didn't know how to ask for what I required. You know, I didn't know.
Yes.
I didn't know how to say it better. I knew in my mind's eye that it wasn't working. Yes. But I didn't have like the words. I didn't know, you know, whereas with the podcast, it's really different. Like, I have a sound guy and he's really easy to work with. And we talk, and my VA, we talk every day. So yeah. How fun. What a great thing. I totally give you props for that observation, trying to put a whole lifetime of your experience into an 8-minute interview is pretty phenomenal. What would you like people to know about you if they want to know more? I don't mean your domain name or anything. Just like, what would you like people to know about Rocco?
Well, the reason I got into coaching is because it became emergent. My friends and you know, folks that I hung out with were also business owners. We would work out at the same time at the gym. And so I started a little group for business owners to talk about stuff. And you start realizing that the real struggles that business owners have are always about the same few things. And it really comes down to your ability to look past your fear and to define those challenges, to define your problems. And if you don't have the skill set to solve it, to start reaching out and find the solution and then follow through and execute it.
Wow.
It always comes down to a matter of implementation.
Yeah, I love it. So tell us a little bit about your new coaching program.
Well, thanks a lot. Yeah, my coaching program is an offshoot of my consulting. I've been doing it since 2009, and I've been in product development for 20 years. And again, it also came up in an emergent way. Folks came to me, they had these questions, I started helping them, I started branching out of tech into healthcare and other fields, and I just started seeing that, yes, businesses have a lot of the same similarities. And so I'm a strategist and a coach. I help startups and early stage businesses. And one of the differences between a business coach and a life coach, because we both deal with human frailty, fear, communication, all the things that make you freak out when you get up in the morning and maybe want to hit snooze and pull the pillow over your head, right? It's kind of all the same stuff. But the difference between a business coach and a life coach, the way I see it, is in business, we have business goals. And we break your business up down into the only 5 numbers that you need to know. Those are your leads, your conversions, your number of transactions, your average sale price, and then your margin. That's what you get to keep and spend on vacations later, right? And we track each one of those and we implement strategies to push each one of these up. And that's how we grow your business.
Well, good luck on that. You know, Rocco, my audience, I don't know, probably 1 in 10 was able to get what you said. I did, though. So I am really joyful that I was able to understand every word you said. So I feel really happy. I'm going to give myself a little yahoo for that.
Yes. Well, thank you. And
I'm going to invite people to find you. So how can they find you on this big internet world? And why don't you spell your name? Because there's, I don't know any other Rocco Luongos.
So it's Rocco, R-O-C-C-O. L-U-O-N-G-O.
Right.
And you can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Facebook. If you Google me, I'm there. And I've got plenty of free resources out there and then subscription services. So for any tier, whatever stage of the business you're in, if you're interested for online resources, I've got a year-long drip class that'll teach you the fundamentals of business. And we start with marketing, getting leads, because that's where most business owners struggle the most, and works your way all the way through more advanced strategies. So I'm out there, and I'd love to meet up with you. And I'm very thankful for this opportunity to speak to your audience, Erica.
Awesome. Thanks for coming. Oh, what's your domain?
Oh, it's actually growing. I've got several of them, but gorocco.pro is probably the easiest one. And you can also find me at roccoluongoacademy.com or roccoluongostartups.com. So I'm a busybody, so I'm always in motion. So I'm out there, find me, and I'm always happy to chat.
Thank you.